This is WUWM's Chuck Kornbach. Privately funded automated cameras that can read vehicle license plates are going up in a Milwaukee business district in an attempt to reduce violent and property crime. The Havenwoods Business Improvement District, or BID, which stretches from Sherman Boulevard to 76th Street and Silver Spring Drive to Good Hope Road, has announced it will lease 14 cameras from the Flock Safety Corporation, which has clients in other communities, including Grafton. Havenwood's BID board chairperson Steve Henson says the cameras will be placed in what he calls equitable locations in the district.
The data from these cameras will be 100% owned by Havenwood's BID and will only be used for solving crimes. They're not used and they're not intended to be used to capture speed or to be used for traffic enforcement.
Henson says data from the infrared cameras, meaning they'll work at night and during very cloudy days, will be shared with the Milwaukee Police Department. The cameras will be placed on stoplights, separate poles, and business signs, depending on traffic volume and availability of electricity or solar panels. Flock Safety's Josh Thomas says the cameras will photograph the entire back of a vehicle and be able to determine the color and make, as well as a rear license plate.
And then it matches those cars against the FBI's NCIC database. So if it's a wanted or stolen car that's already in the database, in real time, a patrol officer who's nearby will get that alert directly into the laptop on their car. And they'll know that's a stolen car that just went by. Similarly, if there's an incident that occurs in the area and an eyewitness were to see something, they can tell an investigator. And that detective can go out into our system and literally search for that specific car during that time frame, find the license plate, and then they can go continue their investigation.
Thomas says the data from the cameras will be stored in the internet cloud for 30 days, then deleted. Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman and County District Attorney John Chisholm say they welcome the cameras, which add to other electronic surveillance in the area. Chisholm argues citizen privacy will not be harmed.
Our goal is never to turn this into a total surveillance state. It's to use limited information to help us solve crimes.
The Havenwoods BID says a neighborhood in Atlanta saw crime drop 35% after the cameras were put in. Law enforcement experts say many factors can affect crime rates, but the nearly 300 businesses in the Havenwoods BID are giving more cameras a try. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.